You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So he told him, you have to prepare yourself for the third day because Hashem is going to meet with you. So they question the grammar. What verb is it? Past, present, or future? Vehayu nechonim.
Future, no?
Should be, yeah, you're right. But it's not. Vehayu is past. So now, when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is informing Am Yisrael to get ready, is he informing them for the past or the future?
For the future. Past is already past.
So there's a technicality here. It's something, it's not a typo, I guarantee you. It's not the, but why he's telling him about the past? It doesn't say, it should have said, Vehayu nechonim. Vehayu means future. But it says, Vehayu nechonim. Vehayu, that means...
That means you purified yourself, you ready? That's why he was talking about
this, brother. It says you have to get ready in the past.
There's certain ways to get ready, you should always be ready.
That's what it means? Good. Yeah. Look, let's say you're just about to pick up somebody that he asked you to do him a favor. You go there, and then, you know, you wait and wait, you finish the Tehillim. Happens on the dates, you know, usually that's what happens. Can you go? I mean, not you wait, but, you know, it's not a shame. So why you have to wait?
They're not ready.
Why they're not ready?
They didn't plan.
What do you mean? You didn't tell them I'm going to come at 5 o'clock? Oh, it's not important. But why people take time to get ready? What's it? Preparation?
They don't consider.
Don't consider?
No. If they consider, they cannot be late. If they know that I'm coming to pick them up and they have no consideration, they don't care. Okay, I have to do this. Okay, a little bit lazy, wait. There's no consideration.
I don't think so. No, they appreciate that you put time and you go out of your way to pick them up.
Why they are late if they are?
Yeah, like let's say, for example, just as a classic model, not that it is in practicality. You say, no, please come to Mincha at 5:30, let's say. You say, no, it's too early for me. What does that mean? So let's say that sundown is at 4:30. Okay? Does it make a difference in your plan and schedule?
Yeah.
See, like I said, Shekiah is 8 p.m., right? So then you tell me, no, it's too early for me. So now when the Shekiah is like 4:30, would you get ready?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you know you don't have no...
I have no choice!
No choice.
No choice. But what happened to your system? First you say, I can. And then you say, yeah, I have no choice. So what does that mean? You can't or you can't?
You can, if you want to.
Ah, so that means not that it's too early. I don't want to get ready so early. Not that it's too early. I don't want to.
Exactly.
I don't want to. Huh? Yeah. Isn't that something? So that means it's not that it's possible, it's not possible. Like in a case. Yeah, so that means that many cases... Let me see, I have no choice, I have to do it. So then you see, oh, I'm able to do it, but I didn't want to do it. That applies to all of us. When we can get away with it. So you say, no, I can't. But when you see...
Sorry? If Luke was not mandatory, also not asked us to do, many people, they wouldn't do that.
Could be, yes. Yeah, that applies to everyone. You know, the kids, when they go to school, what do they expect to do? Huh?
Learn?
You know any kids like that? No, they want to go to recess and play. And they always, always, they say, I didn't hear the ring. All of them. What do you mean? You know, the all the neighbors along the block, you know, they're complaining. So I didn't hear the ring. Kala Kadosh, Shabbat Shalom, told them Israel. What does it mean? If you don't have the preparation of your past, then you cannot be ready for future. Meaning, that means if that you feel that your past was not so shiny, so then your future is not going to be shiny neither. What does that mean? What does that mean? Meaning, if you're not satisfied with what happened yesterday, so you're not going to have a good day today. Make sense? If you're not satisfied with what you had past week, so then the next week is going to be terrible too. If you're not satisfied with the last year, so the next year is going to be as terrible as last year. It's very interesting. We have a Masechet Berachot, an interesting point that is brought. Masechet Berachot, he says, after Arvid you come home, after you come home, and then you see, you know, things are not arranged in this, and then you have two angels that they escort you. One is good and one is not good. And then when you come home, and you say, ay, 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 why are you not ready? So then what happens? The not good angel says, your next week will be the same way. And the good angel says, I'm in. Hey, why are you doing this to me? Why? Why? Why the good angel says, I'm in? Huh?
Yes.
No, so you should say, no. No? But anyway, now you got angry, fine. What has things to do with next week? Huh? You understand?
Yeah.
Actually, you should say, you know, okay, is that a shame? Next week is not going to be like this. And Gemara is teaching us, don't expect a better future if you ruined it right now. You know what that means? Don't expect that it's going to be later.
If we're not going to be hopeful for the tomorrows, so what is the motivation to follow? Or
the motivation is here. Today you have to make it good for tomorrow that will be better.
Do the best.
No, it doesn't work that way. You cannot ruin today and you expect you have a better day tomorrow. It doesn't work that way.
It's not that we try to ruin it today.
So why not? What now? Let me ask you this. Can you use some machot? You go to the wedding, huh? And then you have this gentleman tells you what to do, where to stand, you know, go here, go there. What is it called?
Wedding coordinator.
No, the photographer, yeah. The photographer. And then you have to use it to smile. What do you tell him?
I can.
So go away. I had a bad day. What do you tell the photographer?
Oh,
you smile. Why do you listen to him?
We smile, but it doesn't mean that inside.
I know, but why do you listen to him?
We listen because he wants to capture the things with
the moment. You want the picture to come out good.
He wants?
We want.
He wants to have.
You want. You know what it is? Every day comes, the album is ready, and you see this Achmur person between everybody. You know what it is? You heard the album? The whole album. You listen to him. Why? Because you have to smile. You have to be happy. Here, the Totash is teaching us, the Mishabram Shalom told him, if you're supposed to meet with Ribbono Shalom, if your past, you know, they had a terrible past, 210 years. You know what it is? Under this vicious ruler, but here Moshe Abraham Shalom all of a sudden comes there, delete everything. It didn't exist. It didn't happen. You were just dreaming. You saw a terrible movie. Doesn't exist. How could you do such a thing? How? How can you do such a thing? How? Can you?
No,
I tell you, it's very easy to do. See, if you realize that you just about in 3 days you're going to meet with Creator of the whole world that is going to talk to you, no matter what happened to you, you're going to delete it right away. But the reason that you don't want it, delete it right away, because you think you're even greater than Ribono Shel Olam. That means you have no respect for Ribono Shel Olam, and you have so much ge'ava that you feel you're hurt. And I did this, So then, so that means you prefer to disrespect Ribono Shel Olam with your achmu attitude rather than to delete everything and come nicely and pleasantly and stand in front of Ribono Shel Olam. How can you to come to Beit Knesset and then you carry all your, what is this thing that's put in there? Yeah, you bring it in. And stand in front of Ribono Shel Olam and say, Hashem, Safatai Tiftach, Uvi Yagid El Atecha. She said, who is this? Who is this gentleman?
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.